Good morning, I'm Elizabeth Harrison in Providence. Attorneys for Kurt Schilling and the architects of a state deal to give his now bankrupt video game company a $75 million loan guarantee are set to argue for the dismissal of a lawsuit filed against them by Rhode Island's Economic Development Agency. The first 2 days of arguments before Superior Court Judge Michael Silverstein is scheduled for today. The State Economic Development Corporation says there's crushing evidence that former Boston Red Sox pitcher and others concealed financial information about 38 studios before the agency board approved the loan. Schilling and others being sued say they repeatedly disclosed the company's financial needs. A student-led protest group at Brown University will attend the Brown Corporation's annual meeting tomorrow to answer questions about climate change. Rhode Island Public Radio's Bradley Campbell reports the group wants the university to divest from fossil fuel companies.
The Brown Divest Coal campaign spent the last academic year lobbying the university to divest from fossil fuel companies. The group has led rallies, teach-ins, and meetings on the issue. They say by pulling investments out of fossil fuel companies, the university will send a powerful message about the importance of climate change. Brown has invited the group to attend the corporation's annual business meeting. Freshman Grant Glovin says the group will come prepared to answer questions and, he adds, make a point.
We need to divest from these companies. We need to say that it is wrong, that we are not going to support this behavior. We are not going to support what the coal mining companies and the coal burning utilities are doing to our earth.
Glovin says he understands the corporation may not act on divestment at the meeting, but he says the campaign will continue until the university divests. Officials from Brown University say divestment is a complex issue, adding that any decision will be made carefully. More than 300 colleges and universities around the country have launched similar divestment campaigns. Bradley Campbell, Rhode Island Public Radio.
Rhode Island's Education Commissioner Deborah Gist is responding to teachers who say she has an overbearing management style and is disconnected from the rank and file. At a meeting last Monday night, more than 500 teachers demanded that Gist's contract not be renewed when it expires next month. With Gist's response, here's Rhode Island Public Radio's Flo Jonick.
Gist says she welcomes the feedback of teachers and hopes that in the years to come, management and staff can avoid acrimony and focus on what's best for students. Responding to teachers' concerns about new evaluations, Gist says she's well aware that change can be, quote, challenging and uncomfortable. But she says her decisions are based on what's best for children, not on public outcry or opinion. Gist's statement was issued in advance of a union-sponsored teachers' forum Monday night. Hundreds of teachers attended and expressed displeasure over new teacher evaluations, an emphasis on standardized testing, and what they see as Gist's failure to communicate. Flo Jonick, Rhode Island Public Radio.
And moderate party founder Ken Block says he's serious about wanting to win next year's race for governor. When he ran for the same office in 2010, Block needed to get at least 5% of the vote to keep his moderate party on the ballot. This time around, he says he has a bigger goal.
I'm only in this race to win. Running for 5% will never, for me, ever happen again. Running on principle once makes sense, especially if you don't understand what you're signing up for.
Block got 6.5% of the vote in the 2010 race for governor. He says polling shows he's got a stronger foundation to build from for 2014.
I believe in listening to your parents.
I believe humans will always outsmart their machines.
Here's what I believe. If there's one thing you don't mess with in life, it's love.
This I Believe.
I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Haven't all of us had those moments in life when we worry that we're invisible, that no one notices we're really here? Perhaps we were the new kid at school who seemed to blend into the crowd, or the partygoer to whom no one paid much attention. Maybe all of us feel the sentiment shared by Ralph Ellison in his novel Invisible Man. I am invisible, understand, simply because people refuse to see me. All of us want to be validated, I suppose, and that's what we hear from this week's essayist, Christina Kinnett.
The summer season in Newport is marked by the return of the validated parking ticket. Inevitably, I realize I haven't gotten the stupid thing stamped once I reach the attendance booth, or I did, but have no idea where I put it, and dig through my pockets while the line of cars builds on the hot asphalt behind me. I believe these tickets reflect the countless other ways we get stamped and verified every day through dozens of loyalty cards, passwords, and usernames. And I believe these small interruptions remind us that we are present in the world and following familiar patterns in our lives. I seek my friends' opinions about personal and professional decisions. I still look to my father for his approval, and I need my husband to tell me he loves me, even though I know it to be true. I need to know that my children will always need me and that my peers find my work compelling. This means I am still relevant outside of myself and that I am alive and necessary. I lost my beautiful friend Jess to cancer last year, and I wonder if her favorite shops notice her absence, if they wonder if she took her loyalty to some other cafe or independent bookstore, if the mechanic who changed the oil in her little white car thinks she has moved. This is the first year of many when she won't smell the sunscreen, fried clams, seaweed smell of a hot Newport summer, drink a cold beer, and laugh with her friends on a clear August night. When she will not hold up the line searching her wallet for that elusive loyalty card with its unmarked squares and their promise of a future in which to validate them. This summer, I will, with some irritation, forget to get that parking ticket stamped at the Bellevue Shopping Plaza and will hope the bored teenager on duty takes pity on me. Some will make me run back to the store for the illegible smeared stamp, and I will turn it in without hiding my contempt for the inconvenience. I will show loyalty cards to shopkeepers who already know me by name in hopes for a free book or coffee, and I will feel part of a larger community that knows me from our brief but frequent encounters. I will be validated that I'm here in this moment, and I have the stamp to prove it.
Christina Kinnett teaches art history and the history of cartography at the Rhode Island School of Design. Her love of maps comes from a life of travel by sea, air, and land, and interest in how people relate to ideas of place. Kinnett and her family live in Jamestown. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.